Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today, we have a little bit of an unusual story, and that is actually a story about a family member and his family who are living in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz HaKodesh, the Holy Land, and as everyone listening to the story probably knows, there is a war going on in Israel. Baruch Hashem, we are being very, very successful with Hashem's help and destroying Iran. Not the people of Iran. We're trying very hard not actually to hurt any of the innocent civilians in Iran, but anybody who is in the military there, especially high ranking, anyone trying to produce nuclear weapons for Iran, anybody involved in making missiles and so forth, they are, of course, dangerous enemies, and we are trying to destroy all of those facilities and all of the abilities of this evil government to carry out their dream, chas v'shalom, of destroying every single Jew, including me and you, everywhere in the world, chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. And therefore, it's a huge mitzvah for the IDF and all the other parts of the Israeli military and police and Shin Bet and so forth, to destroy that ability and to destroy all the evil people that are involved. That's what's going on. And of course, there's tremendous heroics. The people who plan these attacks against Iran, the people who carry them out, the soldiers, the pilots, the spies, politicians who are doing the right thing, the army leaders, generals, and so forth. But then there's another set of heroes, and that's what this story is about. So I have very close family members who live in the land of Israel. They live in a small moshav south of Beit Shemesh, 15 minutes or so south of Beit Shemesh. And the father of the house, the husband, is in the reserves. And therefore, for most of the years since October 7th, Simchas Torah war, he has been on active duty, or half the time on active duty. And so happens that although he's usually stationed in Syria, where the IDF is keeping the border of Israel safe by having soldiers in forward bases in Syria, nevertheless, he was sent home for a Shabbos. So it happens he was sent home for this past Shabbos, and as a result, he was home when the attack began. He's home when Israel had to begin their attack against Iran to make sure they wouldn't have nuclear weapons and to try to destroy Iran once and for all. The mean people there, the mean government. But, although he's been away from home so much, this particular Shabbos he was home. So what can the husband and wife do with a family of young children to keep them from becoming panicked and becoming so scared that they, chas v'shalom, can become very, very, very stressed? What can they do? So remember now, approximately every few hours, there's another barrage of missiles from Iran. Hopefully the IDF will be able to stop them. For the time being, that is the new normal. Every few hours, there's a barrage. And if these barrages hit a building, they destroy it. If there's people in the building, chas v'shalom, there can be, unfortunately, even deaths and injuries. And so everyone has to try to stay in what's called the safe room, a shelter which is specially built to withstand as much as possible missiles and bombs and so forth. But the safe room is not a big place. This family that I'm speaking about, the safe room is probably about as big as this office I'm sitting in, maybe 10 feet by 10 feet or maybe 10 feet by 14 feet. Small place, very small place. And their safe room, they have about 8 people. So each person has an average of about whatever, a few feet. And they have to sleep in there sometimes. And they can be in there. The door has to be locked. Not a whole lot of air in there. And what do you do? So they do all sorts of games and put on plays, and they are dancing sometimes to Iranian music and missile interceptions, which means that sometimes they hear the booms of the enemy missiles being intercepted by our protector missiles. And so they put on music, and what do they put on? Iranian music. And they dance to Iranian music and missile interceptions. In other words, they make some fun out of it. They make fun out of it. Or, okay, we're going to have a march to the safe room now. Of course, they have to be in the safe room when the siren goes off. But they try not to make it a panic, but okay, it's part of the game. They put on a concert after a barrage of missiles, which is, of course, you know, can be very scary. They put on a concert, you know, with a flute or whatever instrument they might have, and they make it into a whole play and a production to help to, you know, calm everybody down after the scary moments. And so this is a little bit different kind of a story than I usually tell. But this is a very important story to know how Jewish people, Jewish parents, just ordinary parents and Jewish children are real, real heroes. These are real heroes. Of course, the typical hero is the fighter pilot that flies 2,000 miles and bombs a nuclear center in Iran. Of course, that's a different kind of hero, and they definitely are heroes. And the spies, the Shin Bet agents and so forth that do all these incredibly tricky things. And there's tremendous heroes what they accomplish. It's so dangerous, that kind of work. And how they do unimaginable things to help weaken the enemy. But it's very important at the same time to remember the heroics of the average parents and the average children, the average teenagers, the average elderly people living in Israel. It's very, very important, and it should inspire us to do our part, which, of course, is to say Tillim for them, Psalms, to daven, to go to shul, to learn Torah, to do mitzvahs, that which we can do here, but to dedicate all that in their schus, so that they should have the strength and the protection and the ability to withstand the real, real weight of our terrible enemies. And in this way, God willing, they will be strong, even stronger, and stronger and stronger to withstand anything that the enemy tries to throw at them. And may our enemies be wiped out immediately and completely disabled from being able to make any more trouble. And a complete, immediate, and final victory over these enemies and all enemies all over the world, and bring Geula, to bring Mashiach immediately. And this happens especially through our help. They are doing what they have to do in Eretz Yisrael, and we have to do what we're doing here, to learning Torah, to mitzvahs, acts of goodness and kindness, saying Tehillim, giving tzedakah. And this way, that we see the Geula immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.